there's a mansion, scent of jasmine in the air. There's a swing on the veranda, but I couldn't really care.
Because the house of Milton Jones is near to where they knocked down the Cardoma. But Auntie Dillis, whose house this still is, says the title's a misnomer. His sister Susan and her husband Ian join Milton at his games. And the toddler twins run around the bins, but I've forgotten both their names. And Anton lives below the stairs in a basement they've had built on. So come along for a while to the crumbling pile that is the house of Milton
Jones.
Ian, I thought you said you were going to finish decorating the hall.
Yeah, all right, love. I was waiting for Milton to go out. It's just safer that way.
He's been out for an hour.
Has he? Well, better get cracking then. I'll put the kettle on.
No, you start the painting and I'll get on with the laundry.
Oh dear, too late. Hello, Milton.
Hello, Ian.
Milton, you're all right. You look really shaken up.
Well, I was walking along the street just now, and on the ground I saw a small dead baby ghost.
Really?
Although, thinking about it, might have been a handkerchief.
Probably yours. You're always losing things.
No, I'm not.
What did you do with those name tags I gave you?
I lost them.
Well, there you go.
Well, actually, I suspect somebody stole them, Ian.
Eh? Ah, no, because the thief would have to be someone who had exactly the same name as you.
Oh, well done, Holmes.
Yeah, shut up, Eamon.
I don't need a name tag to recognise your dirty laundry, Milton. I'm your sister, not your slave. When was the last time you used a washing machine?
The last time I played Time Tunnel.
Oh, yes. I need to get on and get the twins' tea. Milton, why is there a tin of paint in the fridge?
No, that's yoghurt.
Milton, hint of apricot is a colour, not a flavour.
But Auntie Dillis had three bowlfuls.
So, what colour did you paint the twins' room?
Fruits of the forest.
Why do we have to decorate anyway? It's your Auntie Dillis who owns the place.
Well, yes, I admit the colour scheme is a little bit dated. The lime greens and the swirly orange.
Yeah, I bet she dropped a lot of acid in the 60s.
That would explain the big holes in the carpet.
There's also a big damp patch on the wall of the twins' bedroom. Has it come through to your side, Milton?
Actually, I think it probably started on my side.
Right, that does it. We need to do something. Ian, get decorating.
Right, this time I'm definitely putting the kettle on.
Well, I think we're all very lucky to live here. We should value what we've got.
But the whole place is a dump. No one would ever value this place.
Hello, I've come to value the house.
I've decided to sell.
Sell? Mm. You sure, Auntie Dillis? I mean, it's a very big decision.
Yeah, I've got house repairs, mortgage payments. At this rate, I'm going to end up in prison.
Why? What have you done?
I've thrown a double four, landed on go to jail.
All right, my go. Prices on these places are hopelessly out of date, aren't they?
Are they?
Yes, £280 for Piccadilly Circus, £350 for Park Lane. London's just not like that anymore.
I suppose so.
And look at this one. Free parking.
Well.
Parking round here's bad enough. Mind you, I always manage to find somewhere up in Bus Lane. By the way, a man came to the door this morning and he said he'd come to value the place.
Really? No, don't know anything about that.
He was a little bit creepy.
Oh, that'll be the estate agent.
Estate agent?
Milton, it's very important you understand what I'm about to tell you. I've decided to sell the house.
What, and build a hotel?
No, not Monopoly. I want to go into a home before I lose my marbles.
That's kaplunk.
Milton, I want to go and live in an old people's home.
But, Auntie Dillis, all you do in one of those places is sit around and do nothing all day, then you have your meals brought to you. Can I come?
Milton, what are you doing?
Home improvements.
With a sledgehammer?
I'm just knocking through this wall here. There, I think you'll find I've created a feeling of light and space. And traffic.
Shut the door, will you? I'm trying to have a kick.
I've done some sanding too.
Where?
The walls, the fridge, the sandpit.
Milton.
Look, you'll like the floor in here.
Oh, that's nice. Where are the carpets?
being cleaned.
Oh, brilliant. By industrial cleaners, obviously, otherwise the colour will just wash out.
Completely changing the subject, I wouldn't go near the washing machine for a while. I got the idea for all this off that TV show. You know, the one where the people go away for a few days and come back and find their house completely different.
Changing rooms.
No, London's Burning. What's that one where they dig up the garden?
Ground Force?
Prime Suspect. Well, they say you should make home improvements if you want to sell your house.
Sell?
That's why the bloke came round.
What bloke?
Dressed in a suit. Had an appointment?
No.
Little bit creepy.
Oh, the estate agent.
Oh, is that hole new?
Yes.
I said this house is falling to bits. I hate this place.
Auntie Dillis is selling the house and going into a home.
But I love it here.
No, you don't.
She doesn't have to go into a home. I'll be her carer.
When are you going to find time to do that?
I don't care.
Look on the bright side. You'd be rid of all the damp and the dust.
I suppose you wouldn't have to worry about that subsidence anymore.
Yeah, and I could stop digging that new cellar.
It's no good. We have to come up with a plan to stop her going into the home.
But I don't want to go in on my own.
Milton, you're not going into an old people's home.
Aren't I now?
No, you can't. You're not old enough.
May I remind you that the Zanussi multi-wash time machine has a forward cycle as well as a reverse? I'll just pop myself in, set the dial to 90, and before you know it, I'll be all shriveled and wrinkly. Like the last time.
Milton, I'm not going to tell you again. The Zanussi is not a time machine. You put clothes in it.
Yes, which explains why all Ian's clothes are from the 1970s.
Eh?
Milton, you are not to let Aunt Dillis move into a home. You have to try and put her off.
Yeah, tell her that they just sit in front of the telly and drink tea all day.
Yeah, I mean, it's so degrading.
Oh, footy's on. Make us a cup of wheeler.
So, there it is. Sandycombe House. Thanks for coming with me, Milton. I must admit, I'm a little bit nervous about going into a home. Oh, look! There's someone doing Tai Chi on the lawn. I wonder if he's one of the residents.
He's certainly moving very slowly.
Let's ask this lady. She looks in charge.
Hello there. My name's Claire. I'm the warden.
Oh, hello.
Right, well, nice to meet you. This is Arthur, one of our residents.
Hello there.
Arthur? This is Dillis and Milton. They're just having a look round Sandycombe House. I'm going to go and get you a cup of tea now. Will you be all right till I get back, pet?
Yeah.
Righty-ho.
Has she gone? It's very sad, really. She couldn't survive on her own. Too patronising.
Shame.
So now she has to stay in a home as a member of staff.
Couldn't you give her a chop with some of those moves you were doing?
Oh, no. Tai Chi is entirely peaceful.
I had a friend who was into self-defence. He had a black belt.
Really?
Yeah, he floated like a butterfly, stung like a bee. In fact, he had five black belts. Okay, it was a wasp.
So, what's it like living here?
Well, come in and have a look. It's not bad. Though I hate having to get up in the middle of the night and walk all that way.
What, to the toilets?
No, to the nightclub. There are no buses, and you know what it's like when you're out of puff.
Oh, yes, dear.
But at least there's a dealer at the club. And I worry that I'm going to lose my memory.
Oh, dear.
Yes, I'd have to get a new one for my PlayStation.
I think I've got a spare one. And would you like a rumble pack as well?
I thought that was for Nintendo.
Oh yes, you're quite right. Sorry, my memory's going.
Now I'm getting confused. Anyway, the Nintendo's pants. Now, would you like to go for a little walk?
Oh, yes, I'd like that very much.
Just pass me that thing over there.
The Zimmer frame?
No, it's an ice hockey net. Thought you might like a game of three and in. I'm sure we've got some skates in your size.
Lovely.
Can I come? It's boiling in here.
Yes, they always turn the heating up full. And you are wearing a gorilla suit.
Fair enough.
Hello, Aunt Dillis. How was the home? Bit institutional, was it?
Oh, it was wonderful. It made me feel 30 years younger.
Me too.
What?
Yeah, there was a climbing frame in the shower. And a bed that made it really easy to do sit-ups.
Great! Well, I'll go and start packing. Moving on up.
I'll help.
No, you won't. You'll stay right here.
Now we'll have to move out. Do you have any idea how much rents are around here? I mean, we'd have to be paying...
Oh, we'd have to be paying...
Right. We'll have to try and buy somewhere.
No one's going to give us a mortgage on the salary of a supply teacher and an electrician and a Milton.
Boy, I am not a spark. I'm a skilled domestic fitter. I just happen to be broke.
But I thought you said you were doing quite well at the moment.
Oh, yes, I did say that, didn't I?
We really need a mortgage. If only we had someone to turn to who could advise us.
Hello, Susan.
Oh, hello, Anton.
Just thought I'd pop up from downstairs, share a bottle of bubbly.
Ian, bath time.
Well, I suppose it is a sort of shampoo.
Golly, champagne, is there something to celebrate?
Yes, Anton's leaving. Goodbye.
What?
Oh, who can that be?
Anton, I'm so sorry about Milton.
Don't you worry, Susan. Let's celebrate. I've just qualified as an independent financial advisor. You know, pensions, investments, mortgages.
Oh, how useful.
A friend of mine wanted to be an accountant.
I'm intrigued.
For his birthday, I bought him a great big bag of receipts. I said, don't worry if you don't like them. I've kept all the presents.
Milton, why don't you finish that kite you were making for the twins?
I can't. I've run out of logs.
Just go into the kitchen and stay there.
I'm going.
Well, what a stroke of luck. We were just that moment thinking about getting a mortgage. Weren't we, Ian?
Eh?
Ah, I happen to know a little about those.
Really?
Let's just say I still take an interest.
That's very funny, isn't it, Ian?
What?
Didn't Anton, who can get us a mortgage, make a really good joke?
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah. Hilarious.
Well, I couldn't really say without seeing your paperwork, so...
Oh, well, I've got all my accounts right here.
Ah, yes. I see everything's carefully arranged under the ever-popular Sainsbury's system.
Well, I've been meaning to sort this lot out.
Well, Ian, my first impression is that adding your income together and taking into consideration your self-employed status, you could borrow enough to buy, let's see, you see that place across the street?
Yes.
Well, you could probably afford to live in the abandoned car outside.
What?
I'm sorry, it's just the way the market is. You need at least 50K as a deposit.
That's Monopoly money.
I might just be able to help there.
Oh, don't pester Anton with your Monopoly stuff. This is real life.
Do you need a mortgage, Milton?
No, not since I sold off Northumberland Avenue.
Sorry, Milton gets confused between Monopoly and real life. Just as well it isn't Cluedo. We'd have dead bodies everywhere.
Ah. But I really did sell Northumberland Avenue to some American tourists.
Milton, you can't do that.
How much did you get?
180 quid. That's a profit of £40. Interesting, though, no one would buy Leicester...
Square?
No, Leicester.
Anyway, Mustache, why don't I take these away and have a proper look at them later on?
Before you go, would you like a yoghurt?
Don't mind if I do.
Hint of apricot.
Lovely.
Well, that's me ready to go into Sandycombe House. It seems strange packing a whole life into one suitcase.
Are you sure this is the only way to get into the home?
I'm afraid so. Oh, no, you'd better get out.
Oh, well, at least you've got Arthur for company.
Oh, yes. Do you like him, Milton?
Yes. I just wish he wouldn't keep pretending to be fit and healthy and a lot younger than he is. I mean, why does he keep phoning up and saying, I'm 26, you know, I'm 26, you know?
Because that's his number for this year's London Marathon.
Oh, right. I think I've packed everything you'll need for an old people's home. A dressing gown, an encyclopedia on meteorology to talk about the weather, and a crossbow to deal with carol singers.
Well, let's go then. Oh, shall I take these fluffy pink slippers?
No, get your own.
Milton, you got the classifieds?
I'm just looking for a house for you now.
Hey, nice one, Milt. I hadn't even thought about it yet.
Well, some of us have. I've been doing a little bit of research and produced this very basic map. I'll just unroll it.
Wow! but I bet you haven't got one of those telescopic pointy sticks that... You have. Right.
Now, we currently live here, in Northgate Town.
Northgate Town? I thought it was just Northgate.
No, the town is an area distinct from and less desirable than Northgate Village, which is here.
Northgate Village? Why is it called that?
Well, they have a green and a well.
It's a patch of turf and a manhole.
Well, that may be, but renting there is just silly money. But not quite as much as Northgate Green or Northgate Wharf.
Northgate Wharf?
Yeah, by the disused canal.
It is used, actually. That's where I have my races between twigs floating in the water.
Who sticks?
Tell me about it.
Right. So we can't afford Northgate Town, Village, Green or Wharf.
And there's no way I'm living in Northgate Park Hill or Common.
What about this flat? Mind you, it looks like it might be a bit cold.
How can you tell?
It says close to brr.
That's close to BR, that's the train station.
Oh.
Could we live close to the train station? Must be cheap by the tracks.
No, that's Northgate Junction, very pricey.
I like the sound of Northgate Circus.
No. Get back to your classifieds.
What about that part there?
Ah, that's the old part, near the original North Gate, built by Henry VII. That's Northgate Gate, but people who live there call it North Northgate.
Let's hope they never have a scandal there, then it would have to be called North Northgate Gate. Yeah. I have found you the perfect flat. It says it's 40 years old, attractive and has a good sense of humour.
Wrong classifieds.
Oh, that explains why the beautiful Georgian didn't show up. How about this flat here? A tidy two-bed flat above shop overlooking street. Gas central heating, £200. Oh, no.
What?
Oh, no.
That's all near offer.
Ah. Hey, Milton, welcome back to Sandycombe House. Have you moved in?
No, apparently I'm not old enough. And I can't use the time machine because, you know, it's full of carpet.
Right. But lovely Dillis is still moving in?
Yep.
Between you and me, what's the best way to woo a young lady these days?
Oh, you know, same as ever. Just leap out from behind a tree and shout, woo!
Does that work?
Well, they never forget you. Now, I'm just bringing some of her gear in. Would you mind helping me get this stuffed raccoon into the bathroom? I'll just put the light on.
Oh, no! That's the emergency cord!
Hey?
Hide! Claire hates being disturbed. Don't antagonise her!
What?
Now then, what's going on in here?
Ah, room service.
And what are you doing in here?
Meet Jeff the raccoon.
No pets!
Don't worry, he's not alive. He's roadkill. Never cycle round a zoo, that's what I say.
Get out. You're banned from even visiting.
But that means I can't even see Auntie Dillis.
Well, you should have thought of that before. Now get out before I call for backup.
Not if I call them first. Ha ha! Or if the brightness of the bathroom light dazzles you.
It's no good, Milt. We can't afford rent. We'll never get a mortgage.
So, aren't you earning that much?
Not as much as Susan thinks. The main problem's the Eastern European competition.
What, they come over here, take our jobs?
No, England played Romania in the Euro qualifiers. Lost a lot of work going out there to watch. And I don't fancy the idea of sleeping in a car.
You're right, tiredness can kill.
Right, we can't let this place be sold. We have to put people off. What do you want?
Oh, that man said I could look round.
Which man?
You know, tall, grey suit. Bit creepy.
Estate agent.
You better come in. Let me just try and shut the door behind you. Door doesn't fit the frame. It's very shoddy.
Oh, I think that's charming.
It's probably enough. It's just a bit of subsidence. Anyway, this is the living room.
Oh, it's lovely. It's very big.
No, actually, it's a lot smaller than it looks.
Yeah. The opposite of a TARDIS.
Oh, well, less to clean.
Yes, but it needs to be cleaned a lot since it's a very old house. It gets very dusty. Very dusty. Except for that bit down there where the damp just soaks up the dust.
Guilty.
Still, it ages the floorboards. They look great.
The carpet's going back down soon. It's being industrially cleaned.
That's right. Although they're not stuffed in the washing machine or anything.
And there was also an infestation.
Infestation?
Yes. Horses.
Oh.
Horses?
Seahorses. It was very damp.
Sorry about the noise. It's another aeroplane passing overhead. My goodness, they make such a row.
I didn't hear anything.
It was a glider.
And there's a bit of history about this house. Milton, while I tell it, why don't you go into the kitchen?
What? Oh, right. Got you.
You were saying about the history?
Yes, a rather sinister history. This place was built on the site of a monastery. A very ancient monastery. And they say to this day, the corridors are roamed by a mad monk. He's known as the mad monk with no head.
Excuse me, have you seen my head?
And then, when the moon is full, you can sometimes hear the mad monk making himself a coffee.
Sorry, got distracted.
Well, even if this place is haunted, I'm fairly brave. I'm sure I can manage. What's that noise?
I don't know, but it's coming this way.
Hello, Milton, dear. Is this a new friend?
What's that? It's hideous.
That's my Auntie Dillis.
The undead have risen. Run!
Auntie Dillis, what's with the goth makeup?
Oh, I'm just off to a rock concert with Arthur. But first, we're going off to an aromatherapist.
Oh, right. Of course, years ago, an aromatherapist would have been burnt as a witch.
Really?
Yeah, probably made quite a nice smell, though.
Just a minute.
Susan, to what do I owe this pleasure?
Oh, Anton. So fed up with all these prospective buyers, it's really depressing. Just had to get out of the house.
And I'm going to miss you all living above me. How's everyone else feeling?
Well, Milton's taken it the worst. Every time a buyer shows up, Milton just starts wailing and rattling chains.
I see.
So, I was wondering if you'd had a chance to look at our Sainsbury's bags?
Well, I've taken receipt of them.
Oh.
And I've been cashing them up. But I think you'd be better off with 5 items or less.
Oh, is that bad?
It seems that Ian's turnover is about 3,000 less than he told you.
Yeah, well, he has been talking about competition in Eastern Europe and something about unfair penalties.
Either way, I don't think a mortgage is realistic.
But isn't there something I can do? I mean, anything at all. I'm sure we can come to some arrangement.
Susan, you're a very attractive woman, but I don't think...
Oh, right. No, I was just offering to cook or clean, but...
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. I thought...
Oh, no, it's fine. Well, I didn't realise you felt...
I don't. Not that...
I see. There's no...
What I mean is...
Oh, it's okay. I mean, you don't have to...
But I want to.
Oh, you want to what?
Just explain.
Oh, you want to explain. I thought you meant you wanted to...
No.
Oh.
Not that I don't want to. It's just...
Oh, it's fine.
I'm sorry.
I should
don't
probably...
have to...
Oh, no,
sorry,
you
were going to...
No, I didn't.
I thought it was...
Well, this is... Nice.
Awkward.
Well, I'm so sorry that it's not what you're looking for. Bye.
That's the 10th person who doesn't want to buy this house.
I can't imagine why.
No, Milton, why are you wearing that sheet?
No, it's just a large handkerchief. Achoo.
Standing by an open coffin.
Anyway, how was your evening?
Oh, not great. Arthur kept on jumping out from behind pillars and going, woo!
Weirdo.
Anyway, I'll be upstairs if you need me.
Right, now hide that coffin. If Susan sees it, she'll kill us. Here we go, number 11. Milton, put your sheet on, get ready.
Ooh. Is that Arthur?
Sorry, mate, the place is haunted.
I know. I'd love to come in and look around.
What?
I'm something of a ghost enthusiast.
Oh, well, we don't want your sort round here.
I'll pay.
In you come.
Do you mind if I just turn this device on? It should be able to tell me if there's anything strange approaching.
Yeah, hang on, just let me get Milton out of the coffin.
Oh, that's better.
Ooh, this is one of the highest readings I've ever seen.
Hello, I'm Milton.
This is incredible! Do you mind if I ask you a few questions?
Well...
For money?
Far away.
Have you ever found any gateways into other dimensions, like under the bed or under the sink?
Well, I did get into a wardrobe once, and I found myself in a strange parallel universe where everything was the same, but the opposite way round.
That was next door.
Well, there's definitely something strange going on here. I ought to bring round the others.
No, we're not having thousands of ghost hunters traipsing through our living room.
They'll pay a fortune to see a place this haunted.
I'll put the kettle on.
See you shortly.
Oh, Anton, these chalk ices are amazing.
Sorry, they're all I had left in the freezer for Pud.
And the carbonara before was fantastic.
It's the least I could do to whip up some comfort food.
Oh, and I think I might have a little more wine.
I'm not sure that's a good idea.
Oh, go on. I need something to wash down that amazing sauce.
Oh, how about...
I wish Ian could do something like cook. In fact, I wish Ian could do something.
Now you're not being fair.
No, you're quite right. Ian did cook once. Chicken in Pepsi. Even Milton thought it was disgusting.
Susan, you shouldn't speak ill of your husband. He works very hard.
Well, he can't work that hard. We're 3 grand short. He's useless. He never uses his initiative or earns money on the side. Completely useless. I hate him.
Susan, there you are. I got that extra 3 grand.
Ian, you're amazing. I love you. How did you manage that?
I convinced some gullible ghost hunters the place is haunted. Milton's running around upstairs in a sheet going, woo, and Auntie Dillis is chasing him thinking it's Arthur. It's a disturbing sight.
I'm sure it is, but I'm not entirely sure about the green slime oozing through my kitchen ceiling.
What? Oh.
Oh, no, that really is spooky.
What's that awful whining sound?
Ian, I'm scared.
Hello, has anyone seen the instruction manual to the washing machine?
Are the green carpets in there?
Not anymore.
House of Milton.
So, the cost of replacing the washing machine was £500?
Yes, well, it is today, but if I went back in time...
No! And the cost of redecorating Anton's kitchen is £2,500.
Sorry.
So, we've lost £3,000.
Great. I wonder if the abandoned car has twin child seats.
Hello, Auntie Dillis.
Do you know, I've decided I don't want to go into an old people's home after all.
What?
What a shame.
Is it Arthur?
Well, partly. I'm not sure I could bear to live with him. All that running around going woo.
But that was me.
Milton.
I'm sure Arthur will cope without me.
Oh, there was a postcard this morning.
What, for me?
Yes.
Is it about Arthur?
Yes.
Oh, no. He's gone, hasn't he?
Yes, he's gone to a better place.
Oh, no.
Northgate Wharf.
Oh, that is nice.
That was The House of Milton Jones, starring Milton Jones, Olivia Colman, Tom Goodman-Hill, Nigel Lindsay and Rosemary Leach. It also starred Adam G. Goodwin, Bernard Gallagher and Leslie Nichol. It was written by Milton Jones and James Carey, and the music was by Guy Jackson. The producer was David Tyler, and the programme was a positive production for the BBC.
Jones.